Senator Russ Feingold is backing a bill that would expand the Federal Family Medical Leave Act. The proposal would allow military families to take time off from work to deal with non-medical disruptions in their lives caused by military deployment. The Military Family Leave Act essentially treats fighting in the war as a family emergency. Kathleen Mokler is with the National Military Families Association, one of several military support groups backing the bill.
We have heard from many family members whose, in certain cases, their employers have been less than cooperative when they need time off.
Mokler says the bill will allow soldiers' spouses or other relatives to deal with issues like childcare without risking losing their jobs.
In the case of, say, grandparents or another family member taking care of the service member's children while they're deployed, they may need a little flexibility at first in order to get the children settled in their home.
In Wisconsin, 90% of the Guard and Reservists serving overseas have families with children. In the state assembly, Stevens Point Democrat Louis Malepsky has introduced a bill that would create a military family support fund through a state taxpayer checkoff on the annual tax form.
We know that the supplements that the federal government where the state government provides to Guard and Reservists from our state just aren't meeting the needs.
11 other states, including Illinois, have already created similar funds using a checkoff. Malepsky believes taxpayers will contribute to it. He predicts it will raise more than the $700,000 the state's Endangered Wildlife Checkoff Fund raised last year.
They know that the money is going to people who need to pay the rent, supplement mortgage payments, the dryer gets busted, they need to get that fixed, put some gas in the car, meet some of the needs that these people face.
Malepsky says the fund would be used to provide grants of up to $2,000 per deployment to help families cope with the absence of a major wage earner. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.